I got my high school diploma 9 years ago up in Port Jervis.
It's great.
Not bad for a guy that when he retired, he was making a six-figure salary. I was good at what I did. When I went to dispatching, I knew where the boats went. There was eight other dispatchers and office personnel worked in our department. None of them had ever worked on the boats before. So I had that advantage. When you take an oil barge from New York to Huntington, Long Island or something, I knew just how long it would take to go there, how long it take the barge to pump out, and how long to come back. So you could figure your next job with that same time. And what really did me in with the boss of the company at the time, what really put me in good stead with him, I had an oil barge going out to Port Jefferson. I also had a ship to dock over in New Haven across the Sound. And I'm looking at my schedule and everything, and I asked the captain of the tug, I says, how long did it take you to run over to New Haven? Oh, a couple of hours, Walter. No problem. I said, all right, when you leave the barge in Port Jefferson, let them pump out, because it takes the barges about 20 hours to pump out anyway. I said, head over to, Connecticut and dock that ship that's coming in over there. When my boss heard about that the next day, he said, well, they would have sent another tug from New York all the way out to Connecticut, docked the ship, and the tug would be running light back.
Uh-huh.
I used that tug that was going to set there anyway.
That's good dispatching, right?
And that put me right on the map with the boss. Huh. That's the advantage of knowing your boats and what they do. Also, I had a good rapport with the captains. I worked with a lot of them in that. And a captain could make you look like a bum, or he could make you look like a hero. You know, what the work you are doing. I used to tell them, give them a couple of jobs, you know. If I took over the work at 6 o'clock at night and I'm going to work till 6 to 8 the next morning, I would tell them what the jobs are doing. Captain like Larry Young, or you know, who lived in Terrytown, I would say to him, Larry, I got 4 jobs to do during the night. Here's what they are. But you get them on a land phone first. You don't talk to them over there. Yeah, because all the other tubs can hear you. And so, Larry, I don't care how the jobs are done. Just so long by 8 o'clock in the morning, they're all done. Okay, Walter, no problem. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Oh.
Four jobs would be done. They'd have 3 or 4 hours to sleep. And you've got
and
your
they'd make their own route.
Yeah, they'd make
to
their
the best
own,
of their
they'd
advantage.
Do their own, yeah. Uh-huh. If you had a boat going in the Harlem River or something like that, or another one going out to Port Jefferson or something.
Oh.
Yeah. It's known, they, like I say, captain could make a bum out of you in the office because he'd call you, he'd be out in Port Jefferson and say, well, the weather's too bad, I'm not going to come in. Or he's going to tell you, I think I can make it all right, don't worry about it. So, you had to work the men.